Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you're sure here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
He's also the CEO of the magazine that I have a column in, PsychicInsightMagazine.com. He's a super guy. He's my Dumbledore, and I am so happy when he is on the show to help us, give us messages, and teach us. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie.
I am speaking with Jerry Humphries. If everybody doesn't know who he is, and Jerry is absolutely one of the finest psychic medium empath healers that I have ever known. So, Jerry, we're changing the format of the show a little, and we're going to talk about ourselves again. We have so many people that want to hear what you're going to talk about today. And I thought that we would bring in what you have a module that a lot of people, when they call in, always ask about emotional, even physical, but mostly, you know, spiritual, in grounding, protecting, and all that goes with that. And I love that we have someone like you that actually did a module on it. So can you talk to us and why we should be, you know, wanting to ground, protect, and heal, and get our chakras in alignment and all that?
In the, excuse me, in this very hectic, busy world in which we live, and with recent events that have happened in Paris, for example, it just shows that the world is chaotic. We all need to try and find that that time when we can just feel centered and connected and understand. It helps to understand, you know, situations like this. It put, in some ways, it can put them into perspective. It doesn't lessen the tragedy and the shock and the horror and the depths of despair that people have been through. But when it comes to people like myself and obviously your good self, those of us who work in this industry, we have to be able sometimes to, well, most of the time really, to step back and take that that non-committed, that we don't take sides with anything. We have to be able to speak from the heart and as our spirits guide us, to be able to pass on information from loved ones who have passed, pets who have passed, people who are present, give the insights and readings that we give. And part of the teaching that we should go through, that I certainly went through and I know that you would have gone through, are putting the base, what I call the basic spiritual tools, into our individual spiritual toolboxes. And two of those, which I believe to be two of the most important, are to keep us grounded every day, and to have that spiritual bubble of protection around us every day. Now, that does not mean that we walk around and nothing can touch us. That, you know, it doesn't mean that somebody could drop a bomb on us and it would explode and not hit us, because, you know, that's not being real, I suppose. However, it to some extent, and this may sound a bit odd, but it helps to take away the humanness. Because the one thing that, in my experience, is that readers or psychics, mediums, who are really psychics and mediums, don't have that human interference. Does that make sense? Well,
absolutely. I didn't add in also one of the tools that I feel have to go with that, I'm sure you understand, is clearing and cleansing. So I put that in the three, and I probably mean emotionally and spiritually, because I feel that we walk around, a lot of people are empaths and they don't know, and they feel everybody else's negative feelings or emotions. And it doesn't necessarily mean, Jerry, that it's directed towards them, but because it's in their aura, they start feeling. And they start feeling these negative vibes and thinking that people don't like them or that they're, and they can't handle it. And I think that is one of the biggest things with I hear on the show about empaths. Like, how do you how do you walk down the street? And they think it's all possibly about them, but really they're also picking up negative vibes from people who don't even think about them. It's just when you're empathic, that's what happens. And that's why I think, you know, clearing and cleansing, also with, you know, a grounding and protecting, is important.
Totally agree. It's being that emotional sponge, as you say, that just absorbs everything. And it's like when I walk into a store, if I walked into a big store here, it's like I'm hearing everybody's voices at once and feeling everybody's energies at once. So I have to double double up my protection, for example, before I do things like that, because, you know, it's really important that I don't, it doesn't affect me in that way. It's like being out in the car, you know, if I'm on the freeway and there's loads of other cars around me, I can sense everybody's energies as they're driving past, you know, and I have to protect against that because I have to focus on what I'm doing, not be, you know, not picking up on what she's saying to him and why is he feeling angry and did she say to herself just now, I forgot to turn the gas off when I left the house. You know, that's not my problem.
Absolutely.
It's part of the territory. It's part of what we do. It is that connection that, you know, sometimes I can say to somebody, I know what you're feeling before you're awake. And they go, well, how do you know that? I said, because just because you're asleep, that means the conscious mind is quiet, but it doesn't stop your spiritual and emotional energy still coming through.
I love that. That's why, Jerry, I was just going to say, hey, I even knew that you were clearing your throat when you had your microphone muted. But, you know, I do understand. It's so funny because I don't pick up those. It's how I work, it's really interesting, is I'm empathic but not feeling. So I see the pain. I can look at it, but I don't pick it up, which is interesting. So, but I know I do the same thing. Clearing, and I keep saying the word clearing, protecting, and grounding. And, you know, I don't love the word grounding because I'm so have no earth in me, but it's so important, like doing this work. And I think you had a good idea, and that's why I'm bringing it all back. Last week when we were talking, or the week before, you had said that, we were talking to some lady who called in, and she said, yeah, but, you know, I can't be doing this all day. And my suggestion was, if we can give them some samples of when you get up in the morning, it's really easy. If you don't want to put a whole lot of time into it and you don't think you need to put a whole lot of time into it, then I think there are things, Jerry, that you and I can tell them out there. One, why to ground. One, why to protect. And that protection word people think is scary, but it's protecting your aura. Right, Jer? Or do you feel differently?
No, I quite agree. It is about protecting your aura. It's just making sure that, you know, you are in the best possible space for doing whatever you are to be doing during that day. It helps you to be present. It if you do it regularly and it becomes almost as second breath, you know, it's just like it's like you're breathing. It becomes
like
second
putting on your underpants.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't go outdoors not wearing any clothes. So why do you go outdoors without wearing the spiritual energy around you?
Absolutely.
No different.
I'm so glad we brought that up. Can you, and I know that you have a module on it too, so that's why I want you to kind of give some examples of a very short definition of grounding and then what we can do that, a short definition of protecting our aura and what we can do for that, and then clearing our aura. And what order do you think that goes in? Because I know what order I do it in, but what order do you think it goes in? And give us examples quickly of how to do that.
Okay. Grounding, connecting to Mother Earth. That's the first on the list. To be connected to the planet. And that might sound like a very obvious thing, but it isn't. Not everybody is connected. It's having that feeling of stability, and that's the first. The second one is the protection of the aura, because as soon as you're awake, as soon as you're conscious, you are open. You are open to energies, whether they're physical, spiritual, emotional, or anything, or mental, for that matter. The third is cleansing. Throughout the day, particularly with the work that we do, I'm constantly speaking to people on the phone, on Skype, by email. Every time I speak to somebody, I am absorbing that energy because I have to be able to connect with whatever they are asking me about. But as soon as that connection ends, that's it. Their energy is cleansed. It's gone, because it's something that I've learned to do very, very quickly. Examples, grounding. Simple. Some people think that eating in the morning is grounding. Yes, it is. Breakfast, the word break fast, yes it is, that can be very grounding.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, if you eat, that's grounding. It's just,
I eat a lot, so I must be very grounded.
if the weather's fine, just standing outdoors for a few minutes can be grounding. If you have a shower first thing in the morning, and imagine that the shower is cleansing you in silver or gold, whatever color you want to imagine, is cleansing your aura. That can be very grounding. Some people like to imagine shoots, like roots from a tree coming out from the soles of their feet and going down into Mother Earth. That is a grounding technique. So simple ones, and the one which is even simpler than all of those, is as soon as you stand up, look down and see how your feet are positioned. If they are not parallel and pointing forwards, you are not grounded.
Wow. What other way can your feet be?
Well, the left foot might be pointing to one, pointing outwards. The right foot might be pointing inwards. They might be both be pointing inwards. You might stand with your feet slightly apart. There's lots of different. You can tell a lot by looking at the person's feet.
Wow, I'm going to look tomorrow, Jerry, when I get up. I think I'm probably the least grounded person I know, but I do eat breakfast, so I'm really glad you told me that. So the next one, or is there more, because you are you put a module together, and we'll talk about that after the show, or towards the end of the show, what modules you have to help people. But what would be the next? It said that we're grounded. Now we got our feet on the ground. We got the roots growing out. We're attached to Mother Earth. What's next?
Spiritual protection. Putting that cloak or that violet flame, as I teach Reiki, one of the attunements that Reiki students can have is called the violet flame of Saint Germain, and it is the protection energy. So if you don't have that attunement, it's simple. You can just imagine that there's a violet flame or the color violet above the crown of your head, and then you would draw that color down. You imagine it coming down over your forehead, down across your face, around the back of your neck, and you draw it right the way down to the soles of your feet until it encompasses you. It's like you're in a bubble, or I call it being in a sleeping bag, because you can then zip it up, and then that is your protection, that is your flame of protection over you. And it's very simple. It takes minutes to do. And the more you do it, the quicker it gets. The more you do it, the stronger it gets. And then you could put the violet flame over your house or over the people that you care about. Or, but it's for you to have that energy of, I will only let in the energy into my space that I choose to let in. As you say, it acts as a guard. It helps to protect your aura, because over time, your aura can become very tight. If you can see, if you ever had an aura photograph done, it looks as if it extends out about 18 inches away from your physical body. But over time, if you're not cleansed or grounded, that aura becomes very tight. That's when you can start feeling tired, feeling lacking in energy. It's when you start feeling, life's just it's just a complete chore. I don't want to do this. I can't be bothered to do that. So it's when your aura gets tight and your energy then can't flow, your energy centers get blocked, and that's when you need to have them cleansed, re-lifted, have an aura cleanse, and it puts you back into shape again. But putting that violet flame around you every day would really help.
Wow. Well, then now you've just led into the next exact subject that I want you to give everybody an example of, is cleansing.
Cleansing, again, it's some people feel that cleansing can be, again, it's like taking a shower last thing in the day or having a nice hot bath. That can be cleansing. Drinking plenty of water, that's cleansing, because water is a natural detoxifier. I always have water around me. I'm always drinking water. And every time I speak with a client, as soon as that client has disconnected, whether it's on the phone or whether it's on Skype or whatever, face-to-face, I will shake that energy off and I ask Spirit to lift it off. But I actually physically, with my hands, like I'm wringing my hands off with water, I literally shake the energy off, and that's how I cleanse.
Wow. Could you, you, so what should you say that again, Jerry? Because I know I cleanse, I do more of like a rainbow shower, but I think I like the idea of just the hands and throwing the energy. So what, can you say that again? Because maybe I'll incorporate
Yeah,
something new for myself.
if you imagine it, say, whenever you finish with a client or speaking with somebody, it could even be on a business level. It doesn't have to be on a psychic or spiritual level. If you just imagine your hands are wet, and then instead of you're not going to dry them on a towel, you're literally just going to shake them off 3 times. It's like you're flicking the water off, but in this instance, you're flicking off the energy and you're just letting the universe take it away.
I love that. I hope everybody has heard Jerry, because that's one of the, you know, I learn something new every time you're on and every time I have people on, but this is the most helpful because I just, the rainbow shower is great and people take showers in the morning and, you know, at night and even, you know, you can imagine it, but I just did that and I just shook the 3 times and it's like, it's really crazy, but you actually feel the water like leaving. And I love that because it's actually an energy when you're flicking your hands, it's actually energy versus visualization too. So thank you. I love that. And we can talk more about that and tell everybody where to get a hold of you or your modules to help people learn this. But I've been asked so many times, you know, on the air, you know, how do I ground? How do I cleanse? How do I protect? And what I want everybody to know, and then we're going to go online. What I want everybody to know, Jerry, and I think you kind of said it wonderfully, is that this does not take, you don't have to be in meditation 4 hours to do this. It can take minutes. And it's so important because it'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel like you've got a suit of armor on, that you're ready for the day. It makes you feel connected to the, okay, the now versus the past. And I love that because I think people get so bogged down, and then I'll get your opinion and I'll get off my soapbox about that things take so long, and they really don't. What's your feeling on
In
that?
my, well, in my opinion, particularly in this line of work, it's so important to keep yourself in the best possible space. I will do everything that I can to be in the right space for the people who I connect with, and it's on different levels. excuse me, this morning, for example, I was speaking to people on the telephone and giving psychic readings. This afternoon, I was speaking to somebody in a counseling role, but the same thing applies. I check my grounding, I check my protection, and at the end of that conversation with the clients on the phone and the client this afternoon, I shook the energy off because why should I hold on to it? I don't want to hold on to it.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, it's putting it so that then I was aware that I needed then I was going to be in the best space to be with you on your show today. But before I did, I went and rechecked my grounding and I drank some water and I got myself prepared and ready so that then, because this is something different. When the show finishes, as soon as the show finishes, I will go to the same routine. I will recheck my grounding, clear the energy, and then I'm ready to go and do whatever I need to do next.
I love that. And you know what? You gave me such a great idea. I am going to do the same. So it's so simple. And I do want everybody to know. And if, you know, anybody online that's calling in, because we're going to get to the phone lines, and anybody in chat, you can write how you feel about grounding and protecting and what you do and why it's important. Because this is something I've been asked a lot on this show. So if there's any questions that you have for Jerry or I, in chat, I can't read. People think that I can read and that I see them, and I thank you all for saying hello. But I can't go in the ethers and write at the same time. That's been my issue. Even though I'm ADD and I can do 8 things at once, it's the one thing I can't do. So don't think I don't see that you write it. Don't think that I so appreciate your comments. I just can't answer them. And that's why Candy is so graciously in chat. And so you can write, and Candy will let me know if I need to answer. But I want to thank everybody for being here with me in chat on the line that we're getting to. And know that answers aren't always that complicated. Spirit is, and the spirit world is very, very intricate. But when it comes to us, It's not complicated. And that's what I wanted to point out, grounding, protecting, and cleansing. It's just not complicated, but it's necessary. So I am going to get to the phone lines. If you're ready, Jer, clear out your aura. Here we go. I just did. Except I was drinking coffee. I got to get water. So 201, you've been waiting a while to talk to Jerry, and I want to say hello. Hi, 201.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're fabulous. Who are we talking to?
This is Shalina.
Selena?
Yeah.
Selena, anything? Do we give you all the tools to ground, protect, and cleanse?
I actually do. I actually meditate, and I use essential oils to kind of do that. So I thought that was interesting that you guys actually brought that up.
Well, we are happy. Well, you know, I try to bring subjects in and peeps, and Jerry's one of the best, to, you know, because I hear so much, Selena, about people who say, well, I'm not grounded, or how do you protect yourself? And, you know, and I'm going to ask you before we actually answer your question, but how important do you think it is? And what do you do? What's your daily routine if you want to share it with everybody?
I actually think it's very important, especially if it's not even just for yourself, but just sometimes you, I think it's a good energy changer. If you ever notice you're in a bad mood or you're feeling down, I think to just kind of do something that can help bring you back and center you, I think that's really important because it kind of just makes your day a little bit better.
Absolutely.
So I usually like to meditate when I first wake up, or if not, I'll use like my essential oils I do just to kind of keep things in a positive direction for the rest of the day. It could just be other people around you that bring it around, the energy. It may not even be you, but it just kind of helps kind of like bounce it off like a boomerang.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you're so right, and I love essential oils. And I know Jerry does too, but I'll tell you what I'm smelling. Actually, I'm seeing the word violet. Do you use violet in your essential oils?
I like lavender, which is kind of like that.
Well,
I use frankincense a lot.
Yeah, and I see the word so like embedded when I'm looking at your aura, violet, which is lilac.
And that's funny because that's my favorite color. It's purple.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty good, I think. And you know
you
what?
You are good. That's my favorite color.
Why? Thank you. Hey, now that I've said hello to you, why don't you say hello to Jerry? Jerry,
yeah, hi, Jerry.
We have Violet on the phone.
I'll be my name from now on.
Yeah, Violet. I don't know who I'm talking to. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you have? Do you have a question for Jerry? Because he's ready, willing, and able to answer anything.
I do, actually, and I'm hoping to get some type of closure on a situation. And I was hoping that he could help figure it out. I had met someone. Well, first of all, I'm in a relationship for 8 years. I met someone 5 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. And I was on a vacation with a bunch of my friends in Florida, and I came across someone that I was drawn to the first night, and then I didn't approach them. The second night, I saw them again in a different place, and I said, this is the reason why I'm drawn to this person. And I approached them, and we talked. Nothing ever transpired. I told my cousin about him. Next thing you know, she ends up working with this guy who ends up living in New York. I live in New Jersey, and he ends up being in the circle of all of our friends and working with her fiance. And I'm just like, I know there's no such thing as a coincidence, but, you know, time went by, nothing ever happened because I'm in a relationship, and he was just like respectful of that, and so was I, but it was just like that undenying strong chemistry. Like, there was just something there, but it was just like, okay, I don't know what the purpose of this is, but even I haven't seen him in 2 years, but I still think of this person frequently that I'm just like, why can I not get this person out of my head? And I'm 35, and out of living for 35 years, I want to say that I've maybe felt something this strong maybe twice. This is the second time in my whole life. And I'm just like, what was the point of that? What goes on with him? Like, what was the reason why things never happened? Is it because we were in a relationship, or is it something more that I just didn't see or I don't know yet? So that's my question.
Would you like a very simple answer?
Sure.
It's karmic.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here, to be honest with you, because if I looked at it from, say, a slightly more human angle, I would say, I wonder what was missing from either your life or his, that actually the qualities that he had and the qualities that you had, what was the energy that was missing that you found in him? And to some extent, he would not have recognized it as quite so strongly as you, but he would have recognized it nonetheless. You're right about timing. Timing in life can be very important. We do things at certain times, or there are certain events in our lives that seem to happen at the moments that we need them to happen. So first of all, step yourself back into that time when you were in Florida, and how were you, what space were you in at that time emotionally? Because I felt that as soon as you were speaking, that there was something that wasn't there.
Right.
But to me, it feels as if this is a soul link. And I don't necessarily mean an emotional link. It's a soul link. I'm seeing a golden cord which connects the two of you, but it's going way back into the distance. I could be going back maybe 4 or 5 generations or more, and that cord is disappearing into the distance. You have a kindred spirit with this person, but I'm not convinced that this person would be with you on a human emotional level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
If you want closure on this, simple. There is a very easy and simple exercise that you can do, and all you need is a piece of red ribbon, about, I don't know, about maybe 6, 8 inches long. You cut the piece of ribbon in half, and one piece becomes this man, and then you seal the end, either end of that piece of ribbon with candle wax. And sealed it with candle wax, you can do one of two things. You can either go and bury it outside in Mother Earth, or you can flush it away and get rid of it that way. The piece that is you, that is left, the piece that represents you, you take in your right hand and you just ask the angels to lift off the energy, and it's that simple. And that is a simple cord cutting. That's a simple cord cutting exercise.
Because my thing is this, Jerry, and I mean, I don't know if this is just my opinion or how I feel, but I feel like that when you feel something that strong, I'm like, is that the relationships with people that are together for like 75, 80 years? Because that's the type of chemistry you feel with a person that end up for so long. Because it's like once you feel something that strong, you feel like anything less than that is like you're settling.
Yeah, but I go back to what I said a couple of seconds ago, which is, what emotional space were you in at the time that you saw this guy when you were in Florida?
Yeah, I wasn't. I felt like I was missing. So I don't have the same. I don't have that same chemistry with the boyfriend that I'm with.
No. But you are at the moment, and you're still with your boyfriend.
Yes, we're engaged.
Okay, so you see, that has been a life's choice, a life's decision. But it also was showing you, I feel, this guy stepped in Florida to show you, as you said, something was missing. So therefore, have you now sat down and said to your boyfriend and explained to him what you feel is missing? Because I know what's missing.
Several times.
Right? And
yeah.
At the moment, your boyfriend has not been able to fulfill that piece that's missing.
Correct.
Do you know why he hasn't been able to?
No.
Because he's still connected with his past. But
no,
I feel that you knew,
like,
that anyway.
I didn't know. I just was like, does he not know, or does it make sense? I just got tired of having the same conversation of things that I feel should be a natural, organic emotion, you know?
Should
well,
be,
why are
yes,
you still...
But,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Bonnie, but
I'm waiting
the
for
thing
you.
Is, Bonnie, that not everybody is wired up the same way. Women are wired up differently to men.
That's
some
true.
Men can walk through life without having a real strong sense of emotional connection at all. that doesn't stop them loving someone, doesn't stop them wanting to be with someone. But some men, unfortunately, my lovely, that head and heart connection just doesn't exist unless they have a short, sharp wake-up call. And I feel that your boyfriend, as I said, to me, it's like a part of him's got switched off. So this is going back with him. This is going back with him, back into his past. So you have to ask yourself the question, and this is where this will be difficult, is he really the right person that you're meant to be with?
Right.
Only
you
can answer
that question.
I know. I got to tell you something, because everything Jerry's saying, I would have repeated to you. So the thing is that what you want, I know I can feel it, you want answers, and I know you're going to say no, but you want answers, and we can't choose that for you. But you've got to think to yourself, you're engaged for 8 years, and there's a reason. And what is that reason? Because either, you know, you need to think about that and figure out most people are engaged. Go ahead.
We've only been engaged for a year. It took him seven years to actually propose, but I'm not rushing. I'm not rushing to get married.
Okay, because I was going to say, at 8 years, you got to be kidding. But
we've only been engaged for a year. Yeah, I've only been engaged for a year.
But you know what? If Jerry's saying something switched off, which I love that he said, then maybe he's in your life to have you switch it back on. Not every time that we meet soulmates and karmic soulmates, is it meant to be a romantic one? Sometimes it is, but that's something you've got to figure out. Okay.
Right.
I don't believe in getting married and starting out with issues. So
no,
I agree with you.
Neither.
Don't rush. But I do think that if you spend the time to find out what needs to be switched on, and if there's any way and anything that you can do, because if the answer is no, it might not be something you want to deal with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the thing. He's great and everything else. It's just like the chemistry is not the same as what I felt from other people that I've been around. So it's like
well,
you have everything else going for you besides the chemistry.
Well, I got to tell you something. When Jerry said that, and that's what I love, and I've got to move on, but when Jerry said that about something switched off in him from a long time, his past, I totally can feel this. And so if it can be switched, if it's switched off, it can be switched back on. It's just whether it can be and whether you're willing to find out how to. And that's the thing I think that you should be exploring.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Welcome.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. You know, Jared, I love this, and this is why I want to bring it up. Some people meet soulmates, and we come down with a lot of soulmates, I feel. We come down with soul friends, soul pets, and soulmates. And as one of my partners says, you come down with a lot. If you don't choose one, you'll choose the next. So, you know, sometimes we meet people, we feel like we've known them forever, but it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to end up with them, even though the pull is there. There's other karmic responsibilities we might have in this lifetime.
Exactly.
So I'm going to,
I'm
going to go to 973. You're on with Jerry, if I can catch my breath. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who am I speaking with? Did you say you loved me?
Yes. Hello, love you.
Love you too. Who are we speaking with?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you for giving us so much wisdom. I'm talking about grounding. I use like sage and I meditate a lot. And I burn like a little white candle, one of the little standard candles to clean the energy.
Well, see, everybody has different ways of doing things. And as long as you're conscious of what you're doing and it works for you, I think it's great. And that's why I have the show. People want to know what other people are doing. And there's no right and wrong way as long as it works for you. So
frankincense and myrrh sometimes also.
Oh, I love frankincense and myrrh. Do you have any... Yeah, and I think everybody, I love that everybody shares, because see, there's people out there and people listening and on chat that don't know. They might be doing something and think, oh, well, how does everybody else do it? And that's why I love doing these kind of shows. So what can we do? I'm glad you do, because, you know, grounding, protecting, and clearing is important, especially when you work in this field. And even when you don't, it's important in life. So,
well, yeah, I'm empathic. I'm empathic, mm-hmm. So I can feel other people's energy, and it just keeps me. I figure saging is like a shower. You know, the way we wash up every day, I figure saging is like a shower for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you know, you pick up different things with different people all day. It just makes me feel lighter, and it feels much better, in addition to my regular praying.
I love that, Tina. I think that's great. I mean, like I said, we all have different ways of doing it. I love to hear it. Jerry did something I don't do, and now I'm going to do it. So now, Jerry, I've got that water cleansing, washing the hands, you know, wringing them out kind of thing. So I'm just grateful to have people that call up and tell us what they do. It can help somebody, either in chat or listening, or that listen in archives. So, Tina, how can we help you now that you've helped all of us?
Oh, thank you. Yes. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean.
I'm going to give this one over to Jerry, because I think I remember answering, and I don't want to, when I answer through spirit, I don't remember what they've asked, but I'm starting to come back. So, Jerry, I'm going to hand this one over to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Tina, what did you want to ask about your boyfriend?
My relationship and where you see us going.
I tell you what, he's a very complex character.
Yes, he is.
And there's a lot of what I call practical energy around him. He's a very logical thinking, can only do one thing at a time sort of person. But underneath there's a lot of caring in him. I feel that he's the sort of person that would go out of his way to do what he could if somebody was in real trouble. I get the word healing around him. Either he has healing energy, but at the same time I also feel that he is healing. So I would suggest that he may not be very good at talking at the moment, or speaking how he feels.
That's true. Yes, that is 100% true.
Depending on what his date of birth is, would depend on what cycle he's in. So do you know his date of birth?
10/9, October 9th.
And the year?
75.
That's the year I graduated from high school.
Oh, really beautiful. Okay.
I thought that was 1935, Bonnie.
Don't bring that to her.
Hey.
Don't bring that to her. We love her.
Not 95. Thank you, Tina. That's right. I'm going to get you, Jerry. Just wait.
Tina, the answer to this question, it is next year that he is in the, what I call the relationship cycle. It's a very strong year for, as an individual, for Sean to be growing, to be looking more outside of the box and, in a way, extending his own boundaries, because I feel that his skill set is not used as widely as it should be. But emotionally, I feel that it could be a very strong time that the two of you could really get to connect on a deeper level. He comes out of his shell next year. There's no timeline as into the years to when, but my feeling would be sometime between March and July is when you could expect to see the best from him. So it may feel a little bit like treading water for the next few months, but you should start to get the little signs and signals that he's emotionally opening up and growing like a flower, maybe, after the full moon in December, which is on the 25th. So look for the little energies, the little signals, but I feel that the connection with you guys has got some way to go. But in a way, you're also going to be teaching him a lot, because I feel that's part of the sharing between you. He's like the provider, that he can be the solid pillar of foundation and grounding beneath you, but it's like you're more of the emotional teacher and the emotional enabler for him. So there's a lot to happen with you guys. So that's what I get.
Thank you.
Tina, have a great day, honey.
You have
that
a great day as well,
message.
Beautiful. Bye. Yes, it was.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I just love that, Jerry. I love giving people news that they like to hear. So, or what spirit wants them to know. But 561, you are on with Jerry and I. Hi. Hello, 561, you're on with Jerry and I. Okay, I'm going to move to the next caller. You know what's so funny, Jer? Yesterday was on. Jer?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Yesterday I was
on.
Well, this is so funny. Yesterday I was on and I got somebody and they were sleeping. And so that we could hear them snoring. So I thought, okay, I'll come back an hour later. I came back. They were still snoring. Oh, my goodness. How about that? Yeah. So I am going to go to 352. You are on with Jerry and I. Hi.
Hi, thank
Hello.
You so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can I ask who we're speaking with? Hi, Cindy. Did I ask you to call back and talk to Jerry? We were talking about, I talked to somebody about calling about the grounding, protecting, and clearing. Was it you?
No.
Okay. Because I remember. You know, it could be me. I don't remember names, but okay. Well, do you ground, protect, and cleanse?
Yes, not as often as I should. I don't remember to do it all the time.
Oh,
so
yes, me, you, and
good
everybody
reminder.
Else. Yes,
good
that's
reminder.
Why we did it. Do you have anything you want to answer your question about what your routine is when you do have one for grounding, protecting, and cleansing?
I call in the archangels and ask for a bubble of protection, call in Archangel Michael and surround myself, my property, my family, and that's kind of, I say a little prayer and call in the angels, the archangels.
Cool. Oh, that's really
yeah,
nice.
It seems to work. Very, very peaceful.
Well, you know what? That's why we're doing the show. We want everybody
and,
to feel comfortable. Go ahead.
I've had readings, and they've actually come in and said, oh, my God, if you could see all the armies of angels around you, and I'll actually call in Archangel Michael and an army of angels for protection. And they're like, I have never seen such an army of angels around somebody. And I'm like, I called them in.
That's fabulous. So, Cindy, you
really
called
cool.
all your angels in, and you're ready for the message. What can we do for you today? What can Jerry do for you today?
I was wondering if Jerry could connect with a loved one that's passed.
Okay.
Is he doing that at medium work today or just psychic questions? Life questions.
The thing with mediumship, Cindy, is that it depends, and this may sound a bit odd, it depends if spirit or the person or the energy and spirit that you want to connect with feels that they have anything that they need to share with you. Mediumship is one of those things, my lovely, that, you know, if I can make a connection, I will. But if it's not meant to happen, then the answer is my guide will step back and say, sorry, but it's not going to happen.
That's what happened to me yesterday.
So I would say, my lovely, is there a purpose for you wanting to connect with spirit
or this particular energy? Is. And his name is Wesley.
You just need to give me a second or two here because I tell you what I'm picking up, and I'll give it to you as I get it, but bear in mind that it may not be Wesley who steps through first, because if you're that open, like the beacon, then it could be other spirit energies from the past or from family that want to link with you first.
Okay. Well, I do have a lot of family and friends that have passed.
Okay. What I've got somebody pointing to their digestive system. I'm hearing I couldn't swallow properly. I've got a very strong feeling that somebody went very quickly. It was like snap, they were gone. Does that make sense?
On the digestive problem, I'm not real sure. The person I'm asking about did go very quickly with a massive heart attack. It was very unexpected.
Right. Just bear with me. Bear with me. Hold on. Try not to give me any information on it because I need to make the link for you. So, I'm just going to speak it out. Around you, if it wasn't you, at the time that Wesley passed, was thinking about a new car? Why do I feel need to buy a new vehicle? Need different transport?
I don't recall.
Right, just hold on a second.
It's
there's
been
something
a few
about
years.
Changing a vehicle, getting rid of a vehicle, changing a vehicle. And I've heard it 3 or 4 times, and it has to be linked there somewhere.
It could be currently, because I've been fixing one thing after another, and something just went out last night, and I've got to go have it checked. Something like vacuum pump or something.
Right, that could be
right
back,
now.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so
yeah.
It could be now. Okay. Right, long as you can
every
say
week
this, that's the
something. The brake, the starter, the water pump, the vacuum pump, the power steering pump, every week it's something.
I know these sound like generalities at the moment, but there's a reason behind it. I've now got a freshly picked orange in front of me. It's vitamin C somewhere, or orange or fruit is important.
Okay.
Can you take that?
Okay.
Why the fresh orange?
See,
to me, oranges, again, come from Florida. Florida oranges.
Wesley actually lived right down the road from me, and both of our properties adjoined orange groves.
Perfect.
We're in the citrus area.
In that case, I've got him here. Right. Now we know. I'm happy now because I like to test the spirits out as much as they'll test me out. I wanted to know who this was. Right. So we now know that we have Wesley here. Bless him. He's saying to you that there's something that you should stop thinking about and just be concentrated on doing. Do you understand that? Lighting a candle. Is it an anniversary coming up for him soon? But there's a candle being lit. Why do I see the candle? There's a relevance. Okay, but who's the church? Who's the person that likes to go to church?
Well, he did go to church. I've been trying to get my current partner to go to church with me, and he keeps saying he's going to, but then, well, let's go to the next church.
No, he won't. He won't go. He won't go.
Yeah,
no, forget trying to get in. Don't try to get in there. I think he won't go. That's out of his comfort zone. I don't know why, but Wes is saying it's out of his comfort zone. Don't even try to get in there because he won't. No. Forget it.
My dad was always in church. He was a preacher.
Is your dad spirit side or is your dad earth side?
He is on spirit side.
Right, because I just felt that I was getting that sort of church connection coming in, so... that would be your dad. I've got your dad here as well, then, in that case.
Okay.
Why do I feel that there are three very important words coming through to you, which are, I love you. So there's a lot strong love connection here. But for some reason, Wesley is giving me the feeling that the I love you energy earth side is missing.
He did tell me he loved me. Definitely no. And I loved him like a brother, but I was actually dating someone else related to him at the time and didn't feel like it was fair to him. And he actually wanted to marry me, and I was dating his cousin.
That's why there's no connection outside. Oh, my
goodness.
But there
was a very strong, very strong connection there. We were like best friends. I mean, just if I had it to do over again, I would do it different.
Hindsight, yes, a wonderful gift, my lovely, but unfortunately,
I know.
It's always useless.
I know.
I've just got one other thing which I will add, which somebody around you, if it's not you, I'm picking up anger. It's almost an anger or resentment. Something needs to be let go of. Either you're still angry at Wesley's passing, bless him, or there's an anger within a situation that you're currently in that needs to be resolved rather quickly.
I'm in a situation in the relationship where there's things going on and habits that the other partner, my partner has been lying to me about and has some issues with things that he's been doing that he's claiming he stopped, but I think they're still going on and I really don't know. So he wants to get married, and I haven't committed to setting a date for that and moving forward because I need to know the truth and I need it to stop before I move forward. And I've seen a lot of progress with this person, but at the same time, there's a lot of hiding stuff. And, you know, that's why I was hoping Wesley would come through and give me messages. He's come to me before, and I value his insight that he has, and his, I know he always has my best interest at heart, and anything he could provide me with insight to
I need to stop you there because I don't want you to say anymore, because I'm going to tell you what he's now, the energy with him now is just, it's going crazy here. What he's just said to me is, if the words promise and compromise could be removed, then that would be good. Ifs and buts do not make a relationship. It has to be based on love, trust, and honesty. And he feels at the moment that you have done the right thing, as in taking a step back. It is not that this person that you're with will not tick all the boxes and meet all your expectations, because they can, they will. The problem is, I'm hearing that your boyfriend gets lazy. He sometimes just loses the plot. He doesn't always remain focused. Sometimes you have to give him a swift kick up the pants to tell him to get off his butt and get on and do it. If you want this, and the word that Wesley said, want, was very strong. If you want this relationship to last and to work, it will. If you do not want this relationship to work, it won't. And he says it's that simple. I tell you, he's very animated. He's waving his hands around a lot.
I miss him.
He misses you, but the point is that obviously, my lovely, is this lovely human connection, but he's spirit now, and you will meet again. But you have to remember that he is only in the next room to you as such. He's only ever that thought away. He's only ever that feeling away. So you can speak to him as easy as I can, that you're no different to me. It's just that maybe your mediumship awareness isn't developed or open, but he will come to you in your dream time. He said to me, I will talk to her when she's asleep. He says, because then I can get a word in sideways.
And he has. And he has. Yeah. Will this person I'm with ever be trustworthy? Will I be able to trust him? Will he do the right thing?
As I said, Wesley said, if you want this relationship to work, then yes, it will work, because you will have that foundation. But the guy that you're with, every now and again, needs a very short, sharp reminder. It's either put up or shut up. And it's, I know it sounds a bit harsh, but yes, he's got some wonderful qualities, but he just gets, I said he gets lazy. But yeah, of course it can work.
Okay.
I love that.
Now, just before I get, I'll finish here. The one last thing I'm going to say to you, Marvely, is you just said okay, but when you said it, the immediate thing that I got with from coming through from Wesley and from your dad and from my guides was, this lady doesn't know what she wants. You don't know yet what you really want. I feel that what you need at the moment is some space. I feel that you need to completely step back and say, right, for the next month, 2 months, I'm going to be in my own space. I don't feel you know what you want just yet. If you ask me that question again and we connect with Wesley again, let's say, I don't know, sometime at the beginning of January, then you'll probably know what you want. But right now, my lovely, no, you're not ready.
It's because he's not trustworthy right now, or hasn't been, and he claims he stopped these behaviors, but I'm not sure that he has, and I have to know and be sure to be able to move forward. So I'm sitting still in limbo because he is a good person and a good soul. If he stops these behaviors that's damaging the relationship, I see something, a good future. If he doesn't, I see it being miserable, and I can't make that compromise.
Of course. Right. No. So let's tell you what, you could be very human with this and put a time limit on it. Give him a time limit. That's what some people do. Put a time limit on it. Say to him, look, I'm sorry, but I can only give it to the end of the year. I can't keep living like this. I'm not going to live like this. I'll give it to the end of the year. See what he does. But remember, actions speak louder than words. I still feel he's got a lot to offer you. But your indecisiveness at the moment is saying you will not allow this relationship to work. So I really feel, my sweet, you need to give yourself that at least a month off. Bless you. Thank you. Bonnie.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you. Awesome. I'm blown away, Jerry. I'm ready to ask you about my dad. That's how blown away I am. So that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And I have feelings myself. And so was pulled to say, you're not ready for any of this because you're just not sure. And I thought your dad, same thing, saying, you know, I don't know why he said this. And I guess it has to do with the lying, but he said he taught you better. And you know that. So I can only tell you that you got to do what you got to do. We aren't here, you know, Jerry and I and anybody here. This is you. This is you. This isn't us. This is us. Encouraging you, showing you what the energies are, and bringing spirit to you. But the ultimate is you. We all have free will. So I think you know what the right decision is. And like Jerry said, you know, January, we might talk to you in January, and it's going to be a whole different ball game. But I feel, and I keep hearing him, Jerry, and I don't know if you can pick him up because you have him there, but he keeps saying, I taught you well. I taught you well. And this is your father. So yes. He's shaking his head. So apparently they're going to come to you, hopefully in your sleep. You're going to be able to make the decision of what you need to do to move forward in your life with or without him, or for a break to see, or a warning, one or the other. But your father's shaking his head saying, I taught you better. I taught you better. So I don't know why he's saying it. Your message, not mine, but I think you do know. So.
Okay. Well, I keep thinking don't throw away the baby with the bathwater, you know. And when somebody's got some bad habits, the bad habits are the problem. And I've seen improvement, but at the same time, the fact that there was no qualms about being dishonest with me and sneaking around the deception to hide it, that bothers me really
big. Well, it's a personality flaw. So that's another subject. But that's a personality flaw,
right?
Because we really, you know, if you can't catch him in one, can you really honestly trust him in another? I mean, even if he is telling the truth, it is a tough sell. So it is going to be something that, you know, you've got. And again, I'm hearing your dad going, I taught you better. I taught you better. And I don't know why he keeps saying this to me. So not sure what he taught you, but whatever it is, I feel that you'll make the right decision. And it might take you a while, but you'll make the right decision and you'll be fair. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I always Goodbye. Jerry, that was awesome. I'm blown away. You know what? We have all these people. I am going to take them. But, you know, Jer, you, I want my daddy. I want
I've just heard somebody say in my ear, there she goes again, petulant, stubborn, wants it yesterday.
Yes, that's my daddy. Thank you, Jer. I'm ready to pick the next person. So, oh, honey, I want my daddy every minute. So, okay, you were just blowing me away, Jer. 631, you are on with the master. This is Jerry and I can't say I'm the master because I would be like the princess. I guess the master is Jerry. But hi, who are we talking with?
Hi, this is Joanne from Long Island. How are you?
Hi, Joanne from Long Island. I'm going to be there soon. I can't wait. Well, I'm going to be in Brooklyn. So, Joanne from Long Island, tell me, did you hear the show and do you ground protect and cleanse your aura?
I absolutely have to. I'm a healer. And I work primarily with animals for healing and communication, but as my career, I'm an esthetician, so I am laying hands on people daily. And it's very important for me to ground because some people come into my treatment room with very ugly, hurtful, painful emotions, and the second they step in, it slams me. So I try to shield myself. And as a matter of fact, last night I actually had a client come in, and I tell you, she was, I just wasn't feeling like I wanted to be in her space. It was really uncomfortable, super uncomfortable. And I was really, really making a really difficult effort. It was like a force was fighting me that didn't want me to ground. And eventually I caught it and I got good. But what I do is I send love energy back into them from me. And
I love that.
That's the only way, because for what I do, it's the only way that I know, and it's the only way that works, because I receive a lot when I'm giving the treatments, as well as my patient, my client, if you will. You know, I call on my guides. I pray to God silently. I surround myself from my crown chakra coming out with white and gold energy. I let it surround me, my hands. I ask my guides to be my hands. And I just get very zen. You know, I have to go into my own place. And the room is very dim and lit with candles and very soft, beautiful music. So it's kind of an easy place to get zen, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes people, and generally they come out pretty good as far as their attitude changes within that hour session, because they don't know what I'm doing, but my transference is very, very powerful. So they come out lighter, if you will.
I love that. As long as you're coming out lighter too, I'm happy.
Yeah, I got to the point last night where I was, it's interesting, this one woman, prisoners, okay? So I know she's around a lot of negative spirit, negative energy. That's what she does. So she's harboring a lot of darkness, a lot of dark energy. And I don't think she knows anything about the spiritual world. Like, I'm only assuming because I know she doesn't ground. And I said, oh, geez. And it was hard. It was really hard. And it took me a good 10 minutes before I can get into my shield and space. And when I said, this is how it's going to be in my mind's eye. And collectively, it worked. It was better than when she walked in. Because, I mean, I feel them as soon as they walk in. You know, they walk by, I feel them. You understand. You pick up. But grounding is very important. You know, sometimes I'll just walk outside in the earth with no shoes on, no matter how cold it is, and stand and look up and breathe. You know, to connect with the earth is very, for me, very powerful, very cleansing.
I love this. You're making me like, Jerry, aren't you impressed? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wow, I'm zen already from her talking to me. I'm pretty wild. So,
but the
I only have one question I'd like to ask you, Joanne, which is, how often do you cleanse your treatment?
Well, it's something that I can't sage, if you will. So I just pray amongst it. And it's funny because there are 8 practicing rooms, and this was a brand new room that I started working in a few months ago, and none of the massage therapists liked it. They didn't want to work in it. They weren't feeling it. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm going to throw love energy into this room. And I do this every day that I'm in there. And then when I know that there's another practitioner in there prior to me, I can feel it when I go in the room. And once I get in the room and I set it up and I let my aura expand throughout the room through breathing, through slight meditation, it fills back up. It fills back up with love energy. And then the same practitioner will come by and they're like, how come when we're in that room, we don't like it, but when we see you in that room, we like it? And I just smile and laugh. I said, I'm throwing love energy into it, you know? And they kind of understand it, but that's kind of like, I almost shielded the room just for me. I don't like when other people work in it because I have to cleanse it mentally, if you will. I can't start saging. It's, you know.
No.
Doing
anything like that.
No.
So I cleanse it mentally with positive, right, positive thoughts and love.
You could use rose oil. You could just get some rose oil in an atomizer and just spray the four corners of the room with rose oil. You might just get some little tinctures, some Tibetan symbols, and just chime the room. A healing bowl would do the same thing.
Oh, I like
rose
that.
Oil.
Chime the room. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
chime
the room. That will work ideally.
What I do also is I'll take some lavender oil, essential oil, and I will put it onto the bed sheets, and I'll put it onto my jacket, and I will put it onto the towel that I wrap around the client's head, and that kind of seems to, you know, soothe them a little bit. I'll put the warmer on in the bed, so it's just a little bit more inviting. But you'll still get those very negative energy people and psychic vampires, if you will. And, you know, when I get them, which, like, what I feel like I had yesterday, she was just fighting me. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, not fighting me literally, but fighting me spiritually. And I'm like, at one point I said, I almost wanted to stop the treatment because it was that bad. But then I said, no, you can do this. You can get through this. And I did. Praise God.
I love that. You know what? I love this because my sister's an esthetician. Everything you're telling me she does in Florida. And it's really not easy. People think that it's, you know, but you really are responsible for the Malou in that room. And I love what you're doing. I think you are, and it isn't easy. And what Jerry's probably picking up, and this is, I'm going to let you talk, Jerry, with the rose in the corners, is I can feel that there's something in that room that keeps coming back in there. And I just feel like the energy keeps going right into that room, and I don't know why. So I think you need to do, and I'm not saying it's a bad energy. It's just not something, you know, that's going to be comforting in that room. That's why people walk away from it, even when you're not there. So
there's something cold about the room. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm very funny about
there's somebody in it. There's somebody in it.
I just want to add something very, very, very important to listeners.
Yes.
Maybe you guys will find it interesting. I will be 49 December 5th. I have been working with animals literally before I could walk. I had a German Shepherd at my side. I have always
been surrounded with
animals. They find me. I do a lot of rescue. But I have no children. And I knew at the age of 7 I would never have children. So I've always been very good with that. But I do surround myself with a lot of animals. Currently I have 4 dogs. They are my healers.
Yeah.
They teach me the lessons. We are not their masters. They have mastered themselves.
Absolutely.
If you listen to them, really listen to them, look at them, listen to them, feel them, touch them, they restore me. They recenter and regroup me. And this is my pure happiness, is with them.
Well, because it's unconditional love. It's absolutely for you, unconditional love. They came here with you. They picked you. You didn't pick them. They actually
picked you. I understand that. Yes, yes.
And this is the love that you're here to receive. Jerry works with animals. What do you think of that, Jerry?
It's really lovely when you can listen to somebody who will see the animals, the animals around them, the animals they connect with, as equals.
Yeah.
We are all souls, so the animals are our equals. But I totally agree that they are teachers. But the other thing is, of course, that I'm sure that you give them healing regularly, because they'll take on a lot for you, because that's part of their purpose.
I know.
And
I know.
They are strong healers in themselves, but they also need to be able to release and, it's very key to be able to teach, particularly dogs, because they're so responsive to it, how they can actually release the energies that they take on from us humans. But I love the vibrations that I get between you and those lovely animal energies around you. I think it's really,
thank you.
Really
this is my life. This is my calling. This is my purpose. This is my blessing and my gift. And
absolutely.
They're always around me in my home. They're just, as most animals that love their owners, if you will. Yes, Dante, yes.
Is there anything you can, we only have 13 minutes left. I got to get to Jerry's credentials at this point.
Have a really quick question, and it's open-ended, but is there any particular person or pet in spirit that would like to say something to me and give me a little message?
Bonnie, if you pick anything up, jump in front of me.
Okay.
Go on.
Well, I'm saying it's really weird because as you're talking, and I don't really, you know, I can pick up animals and dogs and things like that. They come right for me if they're there. And I'm picking up it kind of looks like I want to say it's a yellow lab, but I don't know.
Oh,
if it's
my
a
God,
yellow.
Yes. He just transitioned, my 16-year-old Max, in January, in July 25th. Yes.
It's amazing because this dog is just happy. I think it probably was happy anyway in life, but you should see what this dog is showing you. I mean, it's got its tongue wagging, and it's just, it's the most beautiful color I've ever seen. And it's just so bright, and it's showing me probably when it was younger because it's so happy. And it's really in front of me. It ran all the way up to me, but it ran from a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful green. And so what I'm going to tell you, and the symbol I think it looks like, because it is your symbol, not mine, is that it is there. Because I usually can't see sex, so I'm going to say he is is so happy, and he's wagging his tail. He's got his tongue hanging out. His eyes are bright. And what he wants you to know is that he's with you. He's never going to leave you. He's always going to be there. And the thing is, he's happy. He wants you to know that he can give you the same love because he understands physically he can't be there for you, that he can give you that same love and spirit. And I think he's saying that it's like he wants to give you big kisses on your cheek with his tongue. So I'm just going to tell you that if you feel that, you know it's him. So that's what came right straight to me. Did you pick up anything else, Jerry?
I got this real strong feeling of this lovely animal. It's like he was drooling or dribbling, and then he went to shake himself, and it's just like water seemed to spray everywhere. Does that make sense?
drooling or dribbling.
Yeah, he was like, he was really trying to, it's like he was trying to talk to you, and you know, and he was almost so excited, he was like salivating. It's just, oh, I want that, that's my mum.
That's Maximus. That's my Weimaraner. They were brothers. They grew up together. And Maximus was a service dog of mine. And he was literally, our souls are so bonded. And he's a wise one. And I always asked, more so for my animals to come through than people. Yes, I love people, but I'm so bonded with animals on this plane. I'm so happy that little Max came through, though, too. You know,
I got to tell you,
talking about the happiness, this dog was 16. He looked maybe 6.
Yeah,
and
that's what he's showing me. He looks like
if I didn't send him, if I didn't cross him, he probably would still be here fighting. He just had severe arthritis, and I knew we were fighting with it for 2 years. And I said, if I'm feeling like this, picking you up off the floor every day, love, bringing you out and doing for you, I know what I'm feeling, the pain I'm feeling. I can only imagine what you're going through. And he was a fighter, but always happy, always singing. And I would play the harmonica. He would sing. Rawr! You know,
yeah.
To his last bite, I gave him cheesecake when the doctor was here in our home. To his last bite, he looks so peaceful. He looks like he was just sleeping. Thank God. He showed himself to me in the clouds as well when we were bringing him to the crematorium. I have a beautiful picture. Something said to me, look in the clouds, look in the clouds, look in the clouds. I kept hearing his voice. Well, not his voice, but a voice in my mind. I looked up. I kept shooting the pictures. There is a beautiful picture of his face, very, very distinctive in the clouds. There is no doubt. It was little Max. And it was just like a little confirmation, like, Mommy, I'm here. I made it. I'm good.
You know,
and I'm so blessed that. Can I just ask you, Jerry, Maximus, the Weimaraner, does he say anything?
Do you know what? This is going to sound so silly. As soon as you said that, he just went, woof.
Well, that's all I got. Woof.
That's all I heard. There was just this big. It's like he smiled at me and just went, so what does she expect from a dog?
Oh, no, he's much more than a dog. He was more human and greater than a human, so he's just playing silly. Yeah.
You know, I do have to tell you that unconditionally you came. I feel like in a past life, the problem was that you really couldn't find humans as loving you unconditionally, and it was very painful for you. So this life, and I think there was one or two other ones, because I think you build up to this life. But this life, what they were going to allow you to do was feel the most unconditional love with no hurt from humans. And that's what why I picked this up as. It's not that you don't love humans or like them. Is that they're not able to give you the heartfelt, unconditional love. And you really haven't, to tell you the truth, they're showing me, that you haven't really looked for it, because those animals are why you came. And you're also here to heal. You're here to heal the earth with these animals, because I feel that you're also like the mother of all lost soul animals, and they know that you're around. So that's what I do.
They know where to come.
Yeah.
I still don't get the love that, and you know what I need from humans. So I get it from my animals and animals, all animals, and.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. I'm really, really good with that.
It doesn't mean nobody's going to come in. It just means that you're not looking that hard and you're fulfilled with what you have. But let me tell you something, and Jerry will probably tell you, because I think he said it to me. What is that saying? Be careful what you don't wish for, because it might come true.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, this one is.
Or be careful what you wish for.
No, because I don't think you're wishing for it. So I'm saying wish for, because it might come true. That's what I'm hearing. So
That's positive. That's positive.
Honey?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You two are such a blessing.
Thank you, honey.
I hate to pipe in here.
Go ahead, Candy.
I picked something up for her, too.
Okay, go ahead.
I see St. Francis of Assisi around her, and he's the one that brings the animals to her that need
her.
Right in front of
my garden before my front door, and every day that I pass him, I say, thank you, St. Francis, for my pack, my blessings, and your protection.
Yeah, he's
all patron
he's
saint.
I see him totally around you. He's big and huge, and he's just around you. And he brings
you
these little souls.
Oh,
what a
oh
you got the
reading.
I'm sorry to break in,
yeah,
but
I'm
no,
Candy.
I'm
sure she loves this because this is all
I'm
confirmation
eating it up.
For her.
This is so I'm so elated right now. I can do 10 clients.
Well, honey, you go ahead because we only have 4 minutes left. Call us, please. Jerry's a regular on our show, like every 2 weeks, and Candy comes in when she can come in and give messages, but, you know, I'd love Candy to be here, too. So, Candy,
what's
you are always welcome to give messages, sweetheart.
What is the name of this show?
The name of this show is Bonnie Albers on Air. And then you can check out my guests, because I'm on about 3 to 5 days a week. Just depends. I'm going to be off the air. I do have to tell everybody, and I don't want to get into it now. But I take a break between December 15th and January 15th. I usually have somebody that takes the show, and they're not able to this year. But please tune in, because we love having people share like you. So please call in.
Thank you so very much, Candy, Bonnie, Jerry. God bless you.
Thank you.
Stay in
thank
good light
you.
And good energy and blessings and blessings.
Thank you, because I'm going to be in Brooklyn from December 19th on, honey. I'm going to be in New York. So
well, enjoy
we'll be in
New
the same
York.
City. Thank
enjoy
you, honey.
New York.
Thank you. So listen until December 15th. We'd love to talk to you. Get on and chat with us, okay?
Thank you so much. Safe travels.
Thank you. You too. Well, not travels, but have a wonderful, fabulous, awesome rest of your weekend and week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my God, Jer, how sweet. Oh, I just love her. Anyway, we only have 3 minutes left, so I do want to say to everybody, I kind of changed the format of the show. So, Jerry, please tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you in 2 minutes or less.
well,
I thought I'd give us 10 minutes, but I got so involved in talking. So go ahead.
Those people in chat, thank you. You can see Candice has very kindly put my details up in chat. My website is www.senseofknowing.co.uk. All the information about my readings, my mediumship is all on there. If you'd like to check out the magazine, it's psychicinsightmagazine.com. The next issue is out at the beginning of December. If you would like to be a contributor to the magazine, please just send me an email. There are contact forms on both websites. Just drop me an email. If there's anything more you'd like to know about psychic or spiritual development, or the things that we've talked about, grounding, spiritual protection and cleansing, again, send me an email and I'll gladly send you through some more information. And Bonnie, thank you for having me on the show. As always, my love, it's been an absolute joy.
Oh, you don't get away that fast. But thank you. I just love having you, Jerry. Again, Jerry does this for a living. Please get a hold of him at senseofknowing.co.uk.co. I don't know, whatever it is he's got up in .uk.co. And check out what he does because he's wonderful. Also, you can check me out. I'm on Bonnie Albers on Air. Like the show and you'll get all of my updates. I'm also on podcast. Go to iTunes and download my shows. You get 360 of them, I think I've done or so. And all the new shows, you can take me in the car. You can take me when you're walking. I love it. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. I do this for a living, too. But please check out my shows because we love being with you. Jerry, I want to talk to you. So I know this is on air, but give me a time and let's get together. Are you going to be around tomorrow morning?
I will be at the usual time that we normally connect. Yes, that's no problem.
Perfect. Terrific. I love everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. Jerry, you're amazing. I'm going to now call you, instead of Dumbledore, I'm going to call you Master. Also, well, and that's pretty good for me. And Candy, I want to thank you. You're always welcome to give messages here. She's our angel reader. Candy's amazing, and she does help so much in chat. You can just tune into Candy. Yeah, she's amazing. And thank you, Candy, for giving messages, because people always want them. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being on air. Jerry, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. And Candy, thank you very much. Bye, everyone. Have a great day. And I hope you like my show. Bye.